Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Left of Straight Show with your host, Scott Fullerton, as we discuss everything under the rainbow sun, from LGBT issues to foodies, entertainment to books. Join us as we talk to some of the most interesting leaders and celebrity LGBT guests and allies on the internet. So grab a cocktail, it's always happy hour somewhere, and enjoy the show. Now, here's your host, Scott Fullerton.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to a special Sunday Left of Straight show. It is Sunday, June 26th. It's 7:30 in the evening. We're about a half an hour away from the Podcast Awards on podcastawards.com. Thanks to you, my listeners, I was nominated for Best LGBT Podcast, along with some other great podcasts, and the awards are going to be given out tonight at 8 o'clock. So if you'd like to follow along, you can go to www.podcastawards.com. We are the LGBT category. There's myself, BGM, which is Bad Gay Movies or Bitchy Gay Men, Same-Sex Dialogue, Sewers of Paris, Bearded Fruit, Cocktails and Cream Puffs, Diary of a Trans Woman, Isn't It Queer, Rick Clemens, The Coming Out Coach, and This Show Is So Gay. So we have 10 of us being nominated tonight, and we will find out in just a little bit what happens. So this is the 11th annual awards. Thought we'd do a little live broadcast. I invited some podcasters in, but everyone is really busy, of course, on a Sunday, and they're probably going to listen to the show themselves later on. So I'm just going to do a little half-hour beginning recap here. So some people may call in, some people not. We'll see what happens. I invited all of my fellow nominees on. If they can't call in tonight, I'm definitely going to be having them on the show in the next few weeks. So listen for them. I think it's important that we definitely support all of our LGBT community, and podcasts are a great way of doing that. You find some interesting people and some interesting guests and get to hear a lot of fun stuff. So congratulations to everyone tonight, and that will be happening in just about a half hour. So we're excited to see what happens. I honestly don't think I will win, but that's okay. I appreciate everyone that nominated me, everyone that voted for those 2 weeks block of voting that we had there. But we have some great competition. Cocktails and Cream Puffs has been around for a while. They are very funny. A group of three people, which is a lot less boring than just listening to me. Thank goodness I have my fun guests that come on to save me. Of course, my favorite ladies at Same-Sex Dialogue will be nominated, and they'll be on tonight, so they have a good chance. So we have a really good group of people there. I think I have another nominee calling in now. It looks like it may be from Diary of a Trans Woman. Give me 1 second here. Hello. Hey there, you're on the air. How you doing?
Hey, not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Congratulations on your nomination. Introduce yourself to the audience, please.
Hi, my name is Abby West, and I'm the host of Diary of a Trans Woman.
Well, it's so glad for me to meet you. I haven't been able to meet you yet. I've kind of followed you since all the nominations came out. I only really knew of the Same-Sex Ladies before and Matt Baum's Sewers of New York, or Sewers of Paris. So congratulations on being nominated. How exciting is that?
Thank you so much. I'm really excited.
Of course, last year, I think they held it at Las Vegas, and this year we get a webcast, but hey, what can you do, you know?
Yeah, right? Hey, we can buy our own trophies. That's what we can do.
Well, definitely. Yeah, exactly. I didn't even want to go into that part. That's another thing for another show entirely.
We'll do it after everything's all wrapped up.
Congratulations. Well, I can't wait to have you on my show. I want to bring you on the Left of Straight show sometime and talk all about your show. But let's give everyone a brief recap. How long have you been podcasting? Tell everyone a little bit about your show.
I've been podcasting for about a year now. I started in August last year after a convention where I realized I kind of had something to say and I had people that wanted to listen. And it's grown and grown from there. And it's something that eventually I'd like to make more of a full-time thing. Right now it's just every week, every 1 or 2 weeks, I'll get on and I'll cover transgender topics and try and do my best to educate people on issues in the trans community.
That is awesome. We need strong voices there. It's been a long ignored part of our LGBT. I think even my story is I was actually the chairman of our Pride Center here in Northeast Ohio for 3 years. And even as chairman, we did very little to address the transgender community. It was kind of very enclosed here. I don't think I reached out enough. And it's starting to open up now. But do you feel the last couple of years of transgender issues are starting to come to the front a little more?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I actually first discovered what it was to be transgender back in 2010. I was working at a clothing store. I was supposed to be working, and I was reading a Rolling Stone magazine instead of working, and it was Laura Jane Grace's coming out story. Laura Jane Grace is the lead singer of the band Against Me, and hearing her coming out story really turned things around for me, and that was just in 2010. I actually went and bought that same issue of Rolling Stone magazine, and was leafing through there and looking at how poorly written and how many outdated phrases were used in that article. Just seeing how much that's changed in just the past, I don't know, 6 years or so, 5 years, whatever, is astronomical. And it's an incredibly exciting time to live in, to see the evolution of how the culture incorporates transgender issues.
That's fantastic. I'm so excited to get to learn all about your podcast. Where do you podcast out of?
I'm currently living near Toledo, Ohio. I'm in a small college town outside a little bit south of Toledo.
Now, see, I didn't know you were that close either. There's another one that's also close. I'm in Northeast Ohio in Youngstown area. And
no
I believe
way.
That this show is so gay is out of Cleveland area. So three of the shows nominated are actually Ohio shows. That's kind of exciting.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, it's Ohio, so you got to find something to do.
We have to have something to do. That is right. I kind of the same story. I came into it just last year. I started, it's going to be 1 year in 3 days of my very first show, actually. I've been very new to it as well. And I kind of, the same thing, I had was needing something to do at the time and was listening to LGBT podcasts like crazy. And mm-hmm. then with my background at the Pride Center and having a very big mouth, I thought, well, it's something I want to try. And I've really enjoyed it. So like you, I'm trying to make a living at it. That's not happening yet, but that's the goal for year two, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Here. I pray to the Patreon gods every night.
Exactly. Well, that's awesome. And what kind of topics do you cover when you usually talk? Do you talk with other people? Is it basically you talking about topics you want to bring to, or what's a typical on your show?
Yeah, if there's something prevalent in the news, I will usually head over to Google News and search for transgender, LGBT, queer, that kind of stuff, and see what pops up. And I try and sift through all the negative articles, because there's a ton of spotlights on bad things happening. Now, recently with the tragedy down in Orlando, I felt compelled to cover that and dedicated an episode to that. But generally, I'm trying to look for uplifting stories that highlight milestones for the community accepting transgender people. There's a swimmer on the Harvard team who got a full ride scholarship to go to Harvard and came out as a transgender man and was able to keep his scholarship and transition and compete on the men's team with no resistance from the team, with incredibly accepting staff members. And so talking about that and listening to interviews with him kind of getting into and doing my best to walk an audience through these issues is incredibly important. I remember first hearing about that story. I was visiting my aunt's house, and my aunt and uncle showed me that news story that they had found. And hearing, and that kind of gave me a baseline, because there's a lot of people who see these things on the news. There's a lot of people who we'll see BuzzFeed stories on Facebook. We'll see news clips, YouTube videos, that kind of stuff, who try their best to work through it. But since there's not really anybody to sit down and talk and to work through stuff and to take it step by step, I found that it's incredibly important to look deeper than just a surface story is, to kind of do some critical thinking about what's going on in people's lives.
That is fantastic. Yeah, that whole Orlando thing really took a lot out of me. That was a big event, obviously, in our community. I actually did a live show that day, just kind of talk out my feelings, and brought some different people around from over the country, because it was a big topic. How did it affect you personally?
I mean, for me, it wasn't the biggest terrorist attack since 9/11. I saw it as the biggest hate crime by somebody who got pumped up on internet politics on his own and went and did this terrible thing. And for a while there, and it sucks because I heard about it while I was on vacation out in Salt Lake City. And so there was a lot of, I was very detached from kind of my home base where I could whip out a laptop and go exploring and try and dig into it. And it took me away from the situation, but also I'm kind of glad that I was in that situation, because as it went, as I started hearing more and more little by little, it started to really hit home. And like, this was an attack, not against the American people, but against gay men and people who go to a gay club and members of this LGBT community. It was a hate crime, and that really hit close to home. I don't have any personal connection to any of the victims, and I don't have anything that ties me to anything down in Toledo or in Orlando, but it very much hit me, and it was incredibly hard getting through that episode for me, where all I did was kind of read the names. I did some research and found out some details about the victims and listed those out and dedicated that episode to them.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm kind of in the same way. I think it was I was very upset the way the LGBT fact was brushed over, and still to this day when it's talked about, I think the fact that it was a hate crime was brushed over quite a bit. So that's kind of frustrating to me. But I'm definitely looking forward to hearing more from you, because you're just, sounds like you're doing so many great things. Have you listened to any of the podcasts that are nominated?
I have, yeah. There's a few I went through just to kind of see what I was up against, checking it out. And also, it's really good. I'm glad they listed all of they listed all the other shows together, because I went and subscribed to all nine of them, and there's a few that I still listen to regularly that I think are really well done, and I found myself relating to the hosts and finding their styles, their sense of humor is very relatable. But yeah, one of the reasons I got into doing the podcast that I'm doing is because it's still a niche market. I just started hosting a show called I'd App That, which is an app review show, and it's fun. I love it. But there is a huge plethora of app review shows and tech-based shows. However, you don't hear a lot from podcasts that deal with cultural issues of how our culture interacts with LGBT individuals, let alone transgender people.
Right, that's so true. And I'm really trying – I'd love to get a trans – I've always wanted to have a transgender show. I was trying to get my friend Scott to do one. I've had a guest on my show a couple times, and I don't know if you're familiar with Scott Turner Schofield from L.A., but he was on The Bold and the Beautiful, one of the first transgender actors ever on a daytime soap when they were doing their transgender storyline there. And he is such a great speaker for the transgender community. I'm trying to talk him into doing a radio show, and it's harder and harder. So you may have to be my go-to radio person, since you don't mind getting on the radio.
No, yeah, not at all. I would love that.
And podcasting is such, even though, like I said, the first year this has been for me, it's kind of been for me enjoying it. I do primarily interviews with celebrities and personalities and entertainment industry, foodies and books. And so for me, it's just been like a fanboy talking to everybody. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But I really, like you said, you really need to take it seriously to be a real radio show. And there's a big podcaster convention in Chicago next month that I just heard about. Have you ever heard of podcast movement before?
Yeah, the podcast movement. I got a, I know my buddy Brian Ibbett's going out there. He's another podcast host over on the Frog Pants Network. He's heading out there. So I've heard good things about it. I don't know too much about it, but it's definitely something that, I don't know, maybe sometime in the future, I would very much love to go.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I think it'd be great if we get a whole bunch of us to get together and kind of do that. And there's so much there's to learn because we're one man bands. I'm sure like you are, I'm a one man band. It's so hard to do social media and promoting, plus get your guests, plus find your topics, plus everything. So it'd be really nice to listen to the experts in the field and kind of get some other opinions out there.
Yeah, for sure. That's one of the challenges I found. I knew kind of getting into it, I would love to do a show with a co-host. And while I still love doing my solo show, having a co-host makes it so much easier because you can bounce ideas off of and you can actually have a conversation. I mean, for me, I'm just basically, I'm just talking into a microphone, talking to myself over and over again. And apartments have thin walls and I'm sure my neighbors think I'm crazy.
All right, that's the same thing. I've been seriously thinking I'm a co-host for my second. I've had a couple co-hosts, guest co-hosts for just a couple of shows over the past year, but it really does make it nice to fly things off because I don't mind. I kind of started off as a personal thing and sharing my life, and I have had interviews on every show, but still the first 15 to 20 minutes, it's like I get sick of myself talking. I can just imagine what my listeners think sometimes, right?
Yeah. That's why I encourage them to go and listen to other shows instead of just listening to me straight through.
Well, Abby West, thanks so much for coming on. I'm going to see if anyone else calls in here. We got the show starting in about 15 minutes. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media and where they can find your show.
You can find the show, inkedgeekstudios.com/diaryofatranswoman is going to be the website. You can find me on Twitter. I am at Abby Geek, and the show is at Trans Diary Show. And you have any suggestions, any comments, whatever, you can go ahead and email the show at diaryofatranswoman@gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Hold on the line for just a second. I'll be back in just a little bit, everybody. I'm going to play a little bit from our friend Annie Baltic, her single Low Key. And you're listening to the Left of Straight Show. It's Podcast Awards night. And you just may have heard the winner of the best LGBT podcast of the year. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. are back. That was Annie Baltic with Low Key. We are back. Thanks so much to Abby West for calling in. It looks like the show's getting ready to start. It's going live on the Podcast Awards now, according to Abby. So I don't have any other callers calling in right now. I'm definitely going to get Abby back on the show. All of the contestants or the nominees, very good luck to them all. Again, a big shout out to everybody. The people being nominated were BGM, which is Bad Gay Movie / Bitchy Gay Men, Same-Sex Dialogue, Sewers of Paris, Bearded Fruit, Cocktails and Cream Puffs, Diary of a Trans Woman, Isn't It Queer, The Coming Out Coach, This Show Is So Gay. So congratulations to everybody. The show is getting ready to start right now. You can tune in and follow along live, www.podcastawards.com. And good luck to all the nominees. We'll be back for a new show tomorrow. Tomorrow from 2 o'clock Pacific time, 5 o'clock Eastern time. My guests are going to be Eric Restivo. He's a Broadway boy and also the manager of Flaming Saddles Bar in Los Angeles, West Hollywood, California. He'll be on. He went to New York Pride this weekend. He's going to give me a report all about New York Pride. And we're going to talk about his background in Hollywood and managing a bar in today's age after everything happened in Orlando. And then we have a great guest, Matt Van Fossen. He is a country western singer, perfect for the Flaming Saddles bar owner. He'll be talking about his singing career. He's been starting to tear up the scene a little bit lately. So excited to be having both of them on tomorrow. Tuesday, we'll have Matt West and author L.J. Sellers. This will be a full week of shows on the Left of Straight show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Again, congratulations to all of my fellow nominees. And I hope you'll listen along with us and see who wins here at www.podcastawards.com. This is Scott Fullerton from the Left of Straight show. Please follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Left of Straight. That's LeftOfStr and the number 8. You can follow me on Facebook at Left of Straight show is our like page, or my personal page is Scott Fullerton. And we have the brand new Android and Apple apps. If you go to your Android Play Store or you go to the Apple App Store and go under Left of Straight Radio, you can download our apps. You'll get every episode of the Left of Straight show, plus my Healing Stigma and Left of Straight radio show, plus my Standing on My Soapbox radio show, and many more to come. So I hope you guys are having a great Sunday night, had a great weekend. This is Scott Fullerton signing off for the Left of Straight show. I'm going to go ahead and finish it up with a song from our good friend Trevor Page, Warrior. Have a great week, guys.
Open your eyes and tell me, is this what you believe? Into the depths of darkness, as dark as it can be. I will hold you tight and we will rise up with the sun. With my hand in yours, companion, we'll fight until we've won. Can't you see it? Trying to open up your eyes, and I won't concede.